Monty, what are the emotions facing that team? You got so many friends on the other side, and you pitched well two times against them now. Do you have to kind of stomach those emotions and pitch and not worry about it?
Yeah, I mean, really just need to settle in. Probably around the second inning, I kind of was just locked in, but extra nerves. Just trying to just go out there and execute pitches.
Your sinker, you got, I think, 13 swing and miss with sinker, curveball, not forcing, changeup.
Yeah.
Does that let you know when your stuff is good, when you're getting a lot of swing and miss like that?
Yeah. I mean, I figured the way they were swinging against Libby, I kind of expected them to come out swinging, so I was just going to try and stay at the bottom of the zone and let them hit into the ground.
Mm-hmm. Have you felt like that sinker has been more effective recently, or just maybe been located better, or been about the same?
I mean, it's been pretty good all year, so really just if I can get it to the bottom of the zone and trust it, then it's can be aggressive with it.
Did you know you had a no-hitter going? I'm sure you knew it.
I knew it. I just tried to keep making pitches. Glaber put a good swing on that front hip. Probably went to it a couple too many times. Struck him out the first time and then had gone in there previously that AB already. So I just put a good swing on it.
At what point does that sort of like click in your mind? I mean, you start off games not giving up a hit, you know, an inning or two, you know, fairly regularly. I mean, like, at what point does it register that, hey, you haven't given up a hit?
You don't really think about it. I'm just trying to go out there and get a clean inning. I mean, I think I walked a guy in the second and third and kind of made the innings a little more stressful than necessary. So I just kind of wanted to – I'm always trying to go out there and stay on the attack.
But is anything specifically different for you over the last month or so? The numbers pretty consistent, but now you're picking up a few wins here and there. Is that all kind of the random luck of the draw of starting pitching sometimes?
Pitching into the seventh and I'm not giving up runs. It's a pretty good recipe right there.
Monty, a lot of people think you want to beat your rivals, but you kind of want to beat your friends, don't you? Because that's who you have to hear from, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited to face off against Garrett. I mean, yeah. He was supposed to duck me and pitch yesterday, and then the rain happened, and we ended up locking horns, and we were texting about it, just excited about it. So, I mean, it was definitely fun.
What's he meant to your career? How did he help you when you were a Yankee? Or did you guys kind of lean on each other, learn from each other?
I wish he had something to learn from me. Garrett's been a great mentor. I mean, him and Kluber sat me down and helped me with my routine, and kind of got it down to a minute for my pregame game day routine, and he's just been great. Stay in contact, been a great friend.
What were the texts like? Was it some pregame smack, and have you heard from him since? Have you checked your phone?
Oh yeah, immediately right when I came out, he sent me a meme of a cowboy tipping his hat. So it was a really fun game. Got a ton of respect for everybody over there, and I'm glad we won.
Did you guys get to catch up a little bit Friday when they first got into town?
Yeah, I tried talking to everybody I could before I had to pitch, so talked to a lot of pitchers, talked to Higashioka and a bunch of the coaches, and kind of stayed away from the hitters I knew I was going to be facing.
Given the hill that you guys have to climb, how big is this last trip right before the break? You know, it kind of signifies the midway point of a season.
Every game matters, so we're just trying to win the games we can win the games we're supposed to, and claw and win the games we're not. So really, just play hard. That's all we can do.
Are there differences, just in a broader sense, this year, pitching in the last year of a contract compared to other years? Because I presume human nature, your mind thinks about the future in addition to the present?
Nah, I mean, the competitor in you, once you got the ball, it's just about winning in the moment. So every 5 days, I'm going out there and trying to be as good as I expect to be.